Facts and circumstances. What do we mean by facts and circumstances? Well, as it pertains to a 401k plan, there's very specific rules and regulations that must be followed. Not only with what the plan can do, you know, how can it invest the funds, how it must report for those funds. The bottom line is with the individual solo 401k plan, one huge benefit that it has compared to a 401k plan with common law employees is the fact that if the assets of the plan are under $250,000, there is no annual reporting that must occur on the assets of the plan. Now, saying that, you still have to make sure you dot the I, cross the T on things that you need to do, but what do we specifically mean from a plan reporting and what are the exceptions? Well, the exception is, we talked about, if the plan assets are under $250,000, you do not have to report that annual value to the IRS. But let's talk about two other exceptions. What if the plan assets are more than $250,000? Well, in that case, the IRS requires you to submit what's called a Form 5500-EZ. Now, EZ stands for, presumably, easy. And it is a relatively easy form. It's a 2 or 3 page form where you report the assets of that plan. Once you've surpassed 250, you always have to prepare the 5500-EZ, even if your assets drop back down below the 250 figure. That's exception number one. Exception number two, what happens if you were to stop your self-employed business? Let's just use an example. You've run it for 20 years, you're now in your 60s, you've made a great deal of money in your lifetime, you've done well with your 401k plan, not only from the standpoint of making contributions, but having successful returns on your investments, but you're done. What does that mean for the plan? Some people think that they can continue just to operate the plan as it is. That would not be correct. When a plan is terminated, because the business terminates, the plan has to submit what's called a final Form 5500, a little bit different than the easy form I talked about, but a final Form 5500 to report to the IRS that the plan has been terminated and what is the end result of the assets within the plan. So keep in mind, the great thing about an individual solo 401k plan is that you have very, very little reporting requirements that are responsible for you. But there are some requirements, and always keep in mind, if the assets are more than 250 or if you terminate the plan, you need to make sure you file the respective forms.